It was a radical new concept with a name steeped in tradition, the Homestead Act. Passed and signed by President Lincoln in 1862, enabled any U.S. citizen 21 years of age or older to claim 160 acres of contiguous government land. From 1862 through the 19-teens, hundreds of thousands of would-be settlers rushed eagerly westward to establish a home and a farm on essentially free acreage. The very title, Homestead Act, deeply enthralled English speakers, encouraging them to remain even on the most stubbornly arid and unproductive land. The term homestead, appearing in Old English documents by the 900s, implies settlement and permanent residence. The stead in homestead arises from an Old English term meaning place, position, firmness, stability. Related to stead are the words steady and steadfast. The noun homestead was coaxed into a verb by 1867 in a guidebook for newly arrived immigrants who were informed, quote, millions of acres are yet lying vacant to be homesteaded at $16 for 160 acres. The derived noun homesteader first appeared in print in a Philadelphia publication dated June 13, 1870. Quote, the bill would repeal the requirement in the charter of the Union Pacific for the sale of lands to homesteaders.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.